So
nice.
All right, vinyl's so in again.
It's really in.
I read something that the two top ways people are buying, are spending money on music is streaming. Mm-hmm. Not even downloads, streaming music and vinyl.
Huh.
So that blew my mind.
And would you be like doing like maybe some color vinyl?
Oh, definitely.
What color?
What would you? Oh, like what color is the actual record? Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah,
who knows?
We were just looking at
that. Some cool. You guys have so much vinyl in here. You can't see it, but you can see it on here.
Yeah. You like walk around.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of vinyl, and it is really fun. I mean, like the newer like pieces that come in, you know, but it's just hard to like. You don't know like how beautiful it is, so you pull it out of the sleeve, obviously, and then it's like someone has like this like milky white with the blacks and swirls.
Like the swirls, seen that. Yeah.
But of course, it's a nightmare for DJs. You're trying to like find the groove to drop a needle on.
I never even thought of that.
Or even the clear records, gorgeous.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh crap, how am I going to fix this? So it's not, it's obvious, it can be done. And if you're going to just sit and like play it all the way through on each side as you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
And that's the fun part. I think that's why people are going back to vinyl is, you know, because it's such an event. It's an event to put on a record and you know, play it from start to finish and look at the, you know, the sleeve and go read the lyrics and.
Yeah.
I love that. And I have a friend, my friend Rick, we've never met before. He was a friend of my aunt's who passed away, and he used to send her all sorts of stuff. And after she passed, he started sending me all of his vinyl. And so I need to get a record player.
Because you can't just stare at it. You got to actually listen to it.
Well, I need to get an apartment first. I'm kind of floating around right now, that'll be the first thing I buy, and then a couch probably, or a bed maybe. I've got
bed couch. A couchy bed.
Two in one. I'm 30. I don't know if I should have a futon anymore.
You know, I just got one. I got one as an extra. No. Well, it was an extra for the house. And honestly, everybody in the house kind of sits on it and goes, oh, check it out. And they kind of
like
lay
college,
there. It's nice.
Yeah.
You put a whole bunch of pillows on it, and it can be a bed. It can be an extra wide couch.
Yeah.
So you could dress it up.
You can't. There's so many things you can do with a futon. You forget.
Totally.
Oh, my goodness.
I even had something to say, and now I can't forget. I forget what it was.
It was probably really important.
Life-changing.
Oh, no.
A life-changing statement that I've now forgotten.
Oh, you can't see your face. There we go.
Hi. Yeah, this whole like streaming
I've got Joellen going live on Facebook right now, and
it's
she hasn't done that before. So this is her first time going live.
It's
so
crazy.
All my friends are watching over there.
Uh-huh.
And all your friends are listening. So we've got,
got
everybody.
Like, what's going
worlds
on?
Worlds colliding. Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy in a good way.
Yeah. Good crazy.
Oh, I wanted to ask, do you have like the same people playing in the band for like every single show, or do you have like a rotating cast?
Oh, that's quite a question.
You're
isn't
playing
it?
A lot, and that's just a lot, you
right
know?
Right now, yes. I would say most of the time, yes.
Cool.
We went through a transition period with drummers just recently, and
were they blowing up?
We had all, were they just exploding? Spinal Tap.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, isn't that always the way? No, we had just somebody, but he was, you know, in another band, so he was busy, and then we had some people filling in, but everybody was busy, and then we just recently we were lucky enough to snag Ryan the Claw Clausen. He's the production manager for Nectars up in Burlington, a really awesome venue, and he's an amazing drummer, and he's been playing with us, and he's our guy now. So it feels really nice to have our guy. Other than that, the cat, and we just acquired a gentleman named Greg Smith. We call him Smitty, and he's our second guitarist. So we have our band now.
Well, that's amazing because you guys are playing out really frequently.
Yes,
and it's just really impressive.
It's good.
No, it's really
nice to
good.
Be busy. It keeps me out of trouble. I'll tell you that.
Good to be out of trouble.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're recording. Oh well, here's the funny part is when we go to record, we're recording at Moore Sound Studios in Syracuse. Beautiful. All of our friends, Turquoise and Dopapod and La Special and so many other friends have recorded there, and we're recording there, but we're recording with the drummer of Max Creek, Bill Carbone, on drums. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited because he's just a very seasoned studio drummer. So he's going to just work all this magic. And we have the guitarist from Turquoise, Craig Broadhead, in there producing it too. And then... so it's all getting this $12,000 that we just got today this morning. So I'm like sigh of relief. Yeah. On our Kickstarter is going to go towards making this like one of the just the best album we've ever made. So I'm really excited about that. It's exciting to be able to put that kind of money behind it. You know,
how do people jump on board the Kickstarter bandwagon since you got 36 hours?
Yeah. There's about 30 hours left. You go to Kickstarter and just search Haley Jane and the Primates. It'll pop right up.
Nice.
And yeah, there's all sorts of amazing prizes and rewards for doing it. Just guitar lessons, bass lessons, T-shirts, all sorts of stuff. Tickets to our shows, obviously. Just the new album once it comes out. You're basically pre-ordering the album.
Yeah,
you know, in a sense. So you'll be the first one to get it. So
cool.
That's good. Yeah.
All right, 30-ish hours.
Yeah, get on it, guys.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. And I just want to thank whoever's listening or watching that did donate, because there were a lot of people, and it was it really just warms your heart to know that people care enough to do that. So that meant a lot, our friends and family and fans and everybody. So
quite
thank
literally,
you guys. Yeah,
put your money where your mouth
is.
You want music? Let's all prove it.
Yeah.
Pull our money together. $5, whatever. Let's just do it. Which is great. I try to support as many Kickstarters as I can.
Oh, there's
just
like many too.
And there's a zillion.
Thank you for choosing our Kickstarter. We know there's a lot of Kickstarters out there.
Exactly. Yeah. But here's why ours is the best. We have the best Kickstarter. We have the best rewards.
You really do have to get creative with the rewards to stand out, you know. And there were some really fun. We named our standout thing was naming them all. They all had primate, monkey. There was the ape date package. There was like the simian Smitty. You got guitar lessons from Smitty. Jungle juice. We call our guitarist Juice, Justin. He's we have fun nicknames. But yeah, so 30 more hours to go on that.
Or at least go to the Kickstarter page and get it entertained, just reading all of
Also check out our Facebook and our website that has all of our dates on it. I know I mumbled some of them, but we've got quite a few coming up, and we're very, very excited to come to a venue or festival near you.
And then you can even go to a venue or festival far away from you and still get to see you guys.
Yeah. We're doing the live thing.
Nice.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much, Haley Jane.
My pleasure.
Coming
thank you for having me.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Thanks for tuning in. And what last statement?
Oh, yeah. I'll be back with my band. Next time we come in, I'll bring the boys and we'll have a grand old time.
That would be excellent. I would love it.
Cool.
All right. So I got to figure out how to actually turn this on while talking at the same time.
Mm.
And that's not it. God damn it. Go. That's not it either. There it is.
Yay!
that song, summertime, goes through my mind all the time. The sun must get tired of shining down. Don't long for what is gone, 'cause you're gone too before too long. So sing loudly the beautiful song you've been on. Around you, everything was true. Around you, everything was possible too. Everything was possible with you. You can't catch a cold from the cold. Can't make yourself young when you're old. Despite all the lies that you're buying, don't long for what is gone, 'cause you're gone too before too long. So sing loudly the beautiful song you've been humming. Around you, everything was possible. Around you, everything was true. Everything was possible with you. Don't long for what is gone, 'cause you're gone too before too long. So sing loudly the beautiful song you've been humming.
Everything I say in here sounds like goodbye. Well, it may as well be for all that has occurred. I've come to know you come and go like migratory birds, like migratory birds, migratory other's hands and sink our footprints in the sand and talk about our strange, strange dreams where you
We've been just kind of grooving along here. Yeah, we just heard the Shills with Oh, This Devilish Place, coming off of Keep Your Hands Busy, Volume 2. Before that was Horse Mode with The Robot Devil's Hands, coming off of All You Ever Talk About Is Jazz. Both of those were released in 2015. Before that, we heard from Mark Lipman with Migratory Birds, coming off of Goodbye Copilot. Before that was Chris Trapper, Everything Was Possible, coming off of Symphonies of Dirt and Dust, his latest release, which came out last year. And we started the set off with Evan Dando, with his song Waking Up, coming off of Baby I'm Bored. And I love that song. I don't know. I dig it a lot. So, you are listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. If you don't know us, we are a local music show, rock show. We do a broad spectrum of music, but generally rock. Wednesdays, 9 to midnight. We usually have live bands, live interviews, as many crazy things as we can stick into a 3-hour time slot. We try and do it. So please tune in on Wednesdays and check out all we have to offer. And next up is a little safety message for you.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
We're going to just keep on rocking. I got about half an hour left. And this is usually tends to get a little crazy because I'm done trying not to pull anything more out of the library. Just want to play what's on the table now. So it'll be even more disjointed than usual. So get ready. But before we get crazy or crazier, there's a little more like just kind of grooving tunes. You can never accuse me of playing slow jams because God knows I would never ever do that to you. But I don't know, there's like a lot of groovy stuff. The Grave Dancers are coming to On the Town in a couple of months or weeks. I can't remember. You can go to our website though, onthetownwithmikeyd.com, and see who we got playing if you are curious. The Grave Dancers, anyway, like I was saying, they're up next with their song Funk Train Coming. I love that. And we'll check it out.
Thank you.
Well, we are just about out of time here at On the Town with Mikey D, but we're not quite finished yet. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you very much to Haley Jane for coming in and playing, for members of Field Day for stopping by and letting us play some brand spanking new tracks from them. Come back next Wednesday. Local rock, live interviews, live bands playing. That's what we have, and it's pretty awesome. So next up, we're going to check out a song from Andrea Gillis, one of my favorite performers in the area. And hopefully, if I did this right, this is Chopping Tree. Check it out here on the Town with Mikey D.
You always got the best of me.
Down.